Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The 19th century waltz called The Band Played On is not what happened in Mississippi at the Rankin County School Board because of a lawsuit that stopped the band from playing a song called How Great Thou Art. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com. Matt, this particular court order from a judge said that the defendants, the school district, are permanently enjoined from including prayer, religious sermons, or activities in any school-sponsored event, including but not limited to assemblies, graduations, awards, ceremonies, athletic events, and any other school event. That's according to the judge. This band had practiced How Great Thou Art, and they were forced to cease. This was at the Brandon High School, and they had a cease and desist with regards to their halftime show that they were going to include How Great Thou Art. This is a tragedy, Matt, that they can't actually sing or play a composition because it's a religious or Christian song. But this is the tragedy that's happening with our courts in this country.
Yeah, pure viewpoint discrimination, unconstitutional. They are secular leftists, Matt, and you know, the atheists pushed for this. They're engaging in religious cleansing here. They want all vestiges of our Judeo-Christian heritage in the United States wiped out, whitewashed, in our history revised to reflect a false history that we are somehow a secular nation and just disregard our Judeo-Christian roots and the First Amendment and freedom of religious expression and so forth. It is a myth that this band would be not permitted by the Constitution, by the so-called Establishment Clause, to play a hymn, a famous hymn, instrumentally at the halftime show. That's a total myth. As we know, the Supreme Court has held over and over again, for instance, at Christmas concerts and so forth, they can have Christian hymns and Christian songs as long as there are also secular songs and everything provided as well. So, but what's neat about this, Matt, is the citizens did hear what the citizens needed to do. In the stands at this high school arena, the entire crowd broke into the hymn itself, singing How Great Thou Art in unison as the band sat benched on the bench. So that good fighting, you know, the Christian soldiers there at the Brandon High School stood up and defied this court and sang the hymn.
Well, and the judge would have absolutely no authority to stop these individuals in the stands from doing this. And this is these people standing up in protest against this Obama-appointed federal judge. In 2013, a single student sued the Rankin County School District for allegedly violating First Amendment rights and a so-called establishing a religion. Why? Because a minister had delivered a prayer at an awards ceremony. And so Judge Carlton said you have to stop that and also require them to pay thousands of dollars in fines or fees. And then issued that statement that they're permanently enjoined from including prayer, religious sermons, or activities, whatever that is, including what? Prayer or religious sermons or activities, religious activities, in any school-sponsored event, including but not limited to assemblies, graduations, award ceremonies, athletic events, and other school events. This goes far beyond what the Constitution says, and this is a contrary order compared to many others. Because, for example, there was a case out in Utah where they had songs that were Christian as well as secular that were being sung and prepared and done at a school-sponsored event. The majority of them were Christian songs. Some of those were secular songs. And there was a lawsuit, and the court said, no, you can include the religious with the secular, and you don't have to have a 50-50 balance. And that's the law across the country. That is the prevailing court precedent law. So what this judge did to say you can't have any prayer religious sermons or activities in any school-sponsored event actually is contrary to the U.S. Supreme Court as well, because even in the Weissman case, with regards to school prayer at graduation, the court ends and says there will be times and places where religious people and religious subjects will be coming in contact with our public school children. They did not preclude having any kind of religious message or prayer at graduation. And in fact, there's other cases involving student-initiated prayer at graduation that are clearly permissible. So this judge's order just goes way, way beyond what's permissible. Now, this past summer, the Brandon High School band practiced throughout the summer for halftime games, halftime performances at football games. And one of the renditions was the Christian hymn, How Great Thou Art. But now the court has, or the judge, single judge, has said, no, you can't sing that. You can't even include that within your repertoire. And so the Rankin County School Board and District Office, they said they're very saddened that the students will not be able to perform their halftime show they worked so hard on this summer. But the people, as you mentioned, Matt, they pushed back and they sang it anyway. But this really underscores these out-of-control judges.
That's right, Matt. And what would have happened if the high school students themselves have initiated it and taken the field anyway and played it anyway? This judge could not have done a thing about it. These atheists could not have done a thing about it. Nobody could do a thing about it. I kind of wish these students had done that. I hope in the future they will. But, you know, Matt, the Reverend Franklin Graham, he weighed in on this. He said, it begins with just one person. After Brandon High School's band was unbelievably banned from performing How Great Thou Art at halftime during Friday night season opening football game, some in the crowd decided they weren't going to just sit by and take it. There was a hum, and then one person stood and began singing. Then one by one, hundreds of people stood up in the stadium, and together they sang the forbidden song, How Great Thou Art. Good for them. This is the same school district that was sued by one student for having prayer at an optional assembly, and the judge ruled in favor of the student and has ordered the district not to have prayer or religious activities in school-sponsored event. And I might add that the judge has unconstitutionally ruled that students not have prayer and religious activities at school-sponsored events.
Yeah, there's no authority for this judge's statement here. It's certainly contrary to Supreme Court authority. It's contrary to other federal courts and certainly a federal appeals court's authority. It's clearly contrary to common sense as well, that you couldn't have any religious activity at any school-sponsored event. None. So you couldn't allow students in a talent show to have a talent show that includes their own selection of a song when the school is sponsoring the talent show. During Christmas, when they're having the Christmas carols, you mean you can't sing any religious songs at all? You can sing only secular songs? Now, that's completely contrary to the law. That means you couldn't have a nativity scene where the law clearly, the court cases clearly say you can have nativity scenes that include Jesus and Mary and Joseph, as long as within that context you also have some secular symbols of the holiday. That's a clear constitutional rulings of courts across the country. So this judge has clearly overstepped his boundary. But this is one of the legacies, unfortunately, of Barack Obama. By appointing these kind of judges, they're going to be on the bench for decades.
Well, based on Judge Carlton's ridiculous ruling here, I guess these students and faculty and staff better just bring their credit cards to school and leave any cash at home, because under his ruling, to bring money and cash and United States currency into the school with In God We Trust emblazoned across the dollar bills, that would be in violation of his ruling, I suppose. It's absurd, Matt, and it's infuriating. But this is what, you know, we have this progressive push. I call them anti-Christian segregationists. That's what they are.
Well, they ought to actually bring the Declaration of Independence to the halftime program, and they ought to read it every halftime and see what the judge thinks, whether that's a religious event or ceremony. It says we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com or lc.org. You can sign up for our emails. You can learn more about Liberty Counsel. Contact us with information in your community or what you come across around the country with regards to threats to our religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or the family. and not only pray for the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, which we certainly ask for you to do, but also support Liberty Counsel financially. Liberty Counsel is there on the front lines providing our services all over the country, whether it's education or litigation or defense, whatever it might be, to advance religious freedom, life, and family at no cost. And the only way we can do that is through, obviously, your prayers for the ministry, but also your financial support as well. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com. That's libertycounsel.com or lc.org. You can also call us 800-671-1776.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.